inexcusable failure. But instead of suing the city, families have accepted simply the insurance.
Lawsuits are coming, first against the 99 state police officers and the school district police for the failed response. It took law enforcement 77 minutes to breach the classroom and take down the gunman. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Search and rescue efforts continue in Iowa at this hour after tornadoes swept through the state yesterday. Governor Kim Reynolds is in tiny Greenfield, where multiple people died when a twister destroyed most of the town.
I've always said Iowa is one big community, and we certainly see that in times of tragedy, and we're witnessing it again, but it's horrific.
Iowa has had 80 confirmed tornadoes already this year. New lawsuits allege widespread sexual abuse in the Pennsylvania juvenile justice system. CBS's Stacey Lynn has that.
Dozens of people who are now adults say they suffered physical and sexual abuse when they were in juvenile detention centers as kids and teens. The accusations range from forcible groping to violent and repeated rapes.
They claim they were victimized by guards, nurses, supervisors, and others when they were children or teens. Some say they reported the attacks then, but were ignored. Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they're recognizing a Palestinian state. House Speaker Mike Johnson objects.
This is not the time for anybody in the international community, including our own president, to be stepping in and trying to micromanage the affairs in Israel.
Israel immediately recalled its ambassadors to the three countries. In Iran today, prayers and a procession in the northwestern city of Tabriz near the site of the helicopter crash that killed President Raisi on Sunday. He'll be laid to rest tomorrow. We're keeping our cars and trucks longer.
The average vehicle is now 12.6 years old, a new record. Todd Campo of S&P Global Mobility crunched the numbers.
Pickup trucks' average age is actually over 14 years of age. People keep pickup trucks longer in general than just about any other body style.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
There are now 286 million vehicles on America's roads, also a record. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all off at this hour. The Dow down 240 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Power has been restored to most customers who lost it, but We Energies still has less than 200 customers in Racine and Kenosha County without power. Lots of people are cleaning up after last night's storms. Racine's Memorial Day observances are set with the parade Monday starting at 10 a.m. at Washington Avenue and West Boulevard. It'll end at Graceland Cemetery, where a ceremony will be held at 11. The Kenosha Beach House, an historic building on Simmons Island that underwent renovation in 2019, is having a soft opening today, with plans to be fully operational by Friday. The new facility will offer food and an on-site beer garden. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual State of the County address last night, unveiling a new logo and noting that she and new board chairman Monica Uhouse are the first all-female executive and board leadership team in Kenosha County's history. Racine's Juneteenth celebration this year will include a brand new award, with the city incorporating new accolades into the Sneakerball event. The awards are named after Dr. Thelma Orr and Chuck Tyler. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It looked as if the Brewers were about to lose again when Christian Yelich was at bat, top of the eighth, against the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Marlins.
1-1, line drive, base hit. Ball game is tied. Contreras might have a chance to score from first. He'll be sent around. Yelich on his way to third. He is safe at third with a two-run triple, and the Brewers have the lead. What a moment for Yelich in his former home.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports. Yelich described what he saw.
I kind of got my doors blown off there with a sinker like the pitch before. That's how hitting goes sometimes. And then I was like, well, probably a good chance I'm going to see that again since I got beat by it so bad. And just really wanted to stay inside it, put a good swing on it. And fortunately, it got to the wall. William was able to score. And, you know, we kind of tacked on after that.
The Brewers went on to win 7-5. Manager Pat Murphy.
This guy's been doing it a long time. He was raised by the Marlins and they taught him well.
The series wraps up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunshine makes an appearance today, alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour as highs scrape the low 70s. We get a shove tomorrow to near 80 degrees under abundant sunshine, though. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes.
sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
You're causing commotion.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Here we go. Today's useless fact is movie trailers were so named because they used to come after the movies. Well, yeah, I mean, who would stick around and watch them, right? Got to put them up front.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Cars celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between at Happy 8 Collectibles, where every shelf tells a story. Whether you're a seasoned collector or just starting your journey, they've got you covered. Vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Their collection is ever-changing, so stay updated by following Happy 8 Collectibles on social media. And check out their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall in Greendale and near Entrance G at Gurnee Mills Mall in Gurnee, Illinois. Happy 8 Collectibles. We collect everything.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym. It's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at bluerivercrossfit.com.
Ready for a culinary adventure? Stop by Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant, where every dish served is love on a plate. Mouth-watering egg foo young, savory Mongolian chicken, crispy egg rolls, and flavorful fried rice. Tony Chen's takes pride in serving you the finest Chinese dishes made with the freshest ingredients. Whether you're a fan of classic favorites or ready to explore new tastes, Tony Chen's has something for everyone. Visit Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant in Racine and experience the taste of love in every bite.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Do-do-do, feeling groovy.
and morning time wrap all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Thanks for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we are part of the larger Civic Media Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download it at civicmedia.us.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Never get married.
radio station gives you local news for Racine like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years now. We've covered the county, the city, the neighborhoods you live and work in twice an hour weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles. Local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit. Dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's a busy day of storm cleanup for many parts of the state. Severe weather hit just about every region of Wisconsin. Straight line winds are responsible for most of that damage, but National Weather Service experts will investigate whether any tornadoes touched down. Before that storm system hit us, it moved through Iowa. Multiple people have died in the small town of Greenfield, south of Des Moines. And the cicadas have arrived. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they've gotten photos from someone in Lake Geneva showing the first time they've been seen this year. Even the DNR admits their mating calls can be deafening and annoying. Those are their words, not mine. They're expected to keep emerging in the southern portions of the state through June and won't show up again until 2041. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Power has been restored to the majority of people who had outages after last night's storms. According to We Energies, less than 200 customers in Racine and Kenosha County remain without power at this time. The storms brought down branches and limbs across the area, with more severe damage reported in the northern and western parts of the listening area. Downed trees and debris caused disruptions to power lines, leading to outages. Crews from We Energies are still working to address the remaining problems. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented her annual State of the County address last night, unveiling a new county logo. She said the new design honors the past while looking forward to the future. It features images of the Southport Lighthouse and the Veterans Honor Plaza. Kirkman acknowledged the 9 new county board members and departing supervisors, noting that she and new board chairman Monica Juhas are the first all-female executive and board leadership team in Kenosha County's history. Racine's Juneteenth celebration this year will include a brand new award. The city of Racine has incorporated new accolades into the Sneaker Ball event, aiming to honor 2 adults and 2 teens for their outstanding commitment and service to the community. Named after Thelma Orr and Chuck Tyler, the awards seek to commend individuals who have positively impacted the welfare of the community. Nominations for the awards can be submitted online through Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
WRJN weather.
The sunshine makes an appearance today, alongside breezy winds whipping up to 30 miles per hour as highs scrape the low 70s. We get a shove tomorrow to near 80 degrees under abundant sunshine, though. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Timeless Hits on WRJN. Isn't it good to know, with all the storms we've had over the last couple of days, that when you look to the west and see the sky looking ominous, you can rely on WRJN to keep you covered with any severe weather that's headed our way? We're part of the Severe Studios Weather Network, with meteorologists on staff to give you a heads up when you need it. It's part of the local news and timeless hits that we provide here on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and he's Stuart J. Waddles. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Kurt. How are you doing?
Doing well. Can I paint a picture for you?
I'd love for you to paint a picture.
Okay.
As long as you put on the wig and the big beard and you talk very slowly and talk like this.
No, I'm a metaphorical picture.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So my son, my older son, lives in San Francisco, right? Big city, doesn't have a car, takes public transportation everywhere he goes, right? He is going to be moving soon to a bigger place. They've got, right now they've got a relatively small one bedroom apartment. They're going to be moving into a bigger place. So they're going to want more furniture to fill up this bigger place, right?
Yeah.
So, they've been looking online and seeing people selling chairs and sofas and, ottomans and that sort of thing. So he's in San Francisco and he's going to pick up a chair in Oakland. So he takes the train to Oakland. Well, now he's got this chair and he's got to get it back to San Francisco. So he takes the chair on the train with him. And my first question is, okay, do you have to pay extra, like an extra ticket for the chair? Or because you're bringing your own chair, do you get to ride for free?
Now, I'm curious, how did this all work out? I mean, I'm sure he rode in comfort on the way back to his apartment.
But there's a place on the train for bicycles, and nobody had their bicycle there at the time. So he put his chair there, and he sat in his chair the whole way.
What kind of chair are we talking? Like,
I don't know.
Lazy boy?
I mean, not as big as a lazy boy, but, you know, something they can put in their living room.
Huh.
So he just put it in there and sat down and rode the whole way back.
It's probably one of the lesser crazy things that have been seen on a public transit in San Francisco.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. All right, Stuart's going to keep us up to date throughout the day with local news and WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens. With his report every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
WRJN.
that's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. There's Neil Diamond. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it here.
Heart. timeless favorites. WRJN.
Just go steam. Turn.